aside from those who have been indoctrinated with the view that in marriage anything goes, the vast majority of persons would normally reject as repugnant the practice of oral copulation, as also anal copulation. If these forms of intercourse are not contrary to nature, then what is? That those practicing such acts do so by mutual consent as married persons would not thereby make these acts natural and not obscene. The Christian's individual conscience will have to guide, and this includes questions regarding caresses and love play prior to intercourse. But even here, the Christian who wants to produce the fruits of God's Holy Spirit will wisely avoid practices that approach, or could easily lead one to fall into, unnatural forms of copulation. Baby. Webster's Third New International Dictionary includes in its definition of sodomy this: carnal copulation with a member of the same sex, or with an animal, or unnatural carnal copulation with a member of the opposite sex. Specifically, the penetration of the male organ into the mouth or anus of another. Of course, dictionaries and state laws differ, but our position is based primarily on God's Word, the Bible. Yet such worldly evidence serves a certain purpose, one corresponding in principle to what the Apostle said at 1 Corinthians 5:1. There he showed that sexual relations of one member in the Corinthian congregation were the kind condemned even by the people of pagan nations. So, the application of the term sodomy in modern times to the mentioned forms of copulation shows that we are not unreasonable in saying that they are not only unnatural, but grossly so. Baby. What if certain married couples in the congregation in the past or even in recent times have engaged in practices such as those just described, not appreciating until now the gravity of the wrong? Then they can seek God's forgiveness in prayer and prove their sincere repentance by desisting from such gross, unnatural acts. You dig? Millions of married couples throughout the earth, both in past and in present, have found that unselfish love brings joy and full satisfaction for both partners in marital relations without resorting to perverted methods. Yes, this is not the time to be slipping into or letting others beguile or even pressure us into unholy practices just to satisfy selfish passion, baby. Thus, some Christian women complain because their husbands want them to become parties in sodomy and oral sex. Needless to say, perverted, unnatural practices are far from expressing love, affection, and tenderness for each other. All such sensual behavior is repeatedly condemned in God's Word. natural practices in connection with sex and marriage, such as oral and anal copulation, have caused some of God's people to become impure in his eyes. But the watchtower kept above this morass of filth by alerting married couples to God's thinking on the matter. Behaving. Persons should be urged to act in such a way as to leave them with a clean conscience in the marriage bed undefiled. Other sexual practices between individuals not married to each other, such as oral and anal sex and the sexual manipulation of another's genitalia, also be designated as pornia. All such practices are condemned, either explicitly or by implication, in God's word. Baby.